brought down in the Mechaber with regards to getting an Aliyah, Yecholim Likro Shnei Achim Zachar Zeh Vaben Achar Ha'av. Technically speaking, we would actually allow a brother to get an Aliyah back to back to his other brother, or a child, a son, to get the Aliyah immediately following the father. However, we know that this is not our custom. In Manichin Ella Bishvil Ayin Haru. Interesting reason that we do not allow relatives to get Aliyah back to back is because of the issue of an Ayin Haru, that they're hogging all the Aliyahs, I guess. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, what exactly does this mean? Perush Min Hadin, technically speaking, Ein Shem Chash Isser. There's actually nowhere we can find it actually being forbidden to call up one relative one after the other, such as a father and a son or brothers. V'al Kain, therefore he says, we're going to discuss this a little bit more now, Im Karuhu, if he, let's say he was already called up, even though it wasn't supposed to have been done, but you had brother one, and then you comes right afterwards another, this guy's brother, gets the second Aliyah, who Kvar Ola, and he already came up, he already ascended to the duchan, to the lane, to get this aliyah. Lo yered, he should no longer go down. Ach lechatchila in manich likros mishamayin haru. Lechatchila, we're not going to call him up, but if he already got called up, he's already up. We're just going to let him continue with the aliyah, even though it's not the preferred method. So the Piskei Tshuvos says as follows. He says that this concept of not calling up brothers or close relatives is not only found in Ashkenazic communities. It says it's b'chol tfutzos Yisrael l'hakdol kach. Bein Ashkenazim, bein Asvardim. So we ask, why would we think Svardim are different? Because Svardim, unlike Ashkenaz, Svardim do not call up the person by name. And therefore, because of this, you would maybe think, if you have two brothers, you're not calling them up anyway. The whole issue is Ayin Hara. Maybe people don't even know who that there are brothers. So therefore it's not an issue. No. Even according to their custom, still this is not allowed. We do not allow relatives to get called up one after the other. And he says like this, what happens if it happened? V'im batos kar agaba, hagaba l'shnei achim, zech hazeh. Let's say by mistake, they two brothers were called up back to back. Oh, av ben zech hazeh, or father and son, ali after the other. So we already saw this a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, but he goes further. He says like this: Ima dayin lo alavima lo yala. Let's say you were called up, and you know that you know your close relative just got the aliyah right before. You should not go up. L'chadchil, you should not go up. V'yikru l'acher bimkomo. Let someone else, even though you were already called, but that's okay. You didn't actually move. And therefore, let them call someone else in your stead. Then he says in parentheses, when Nachon is best, shall Acharkach Eiz Aliyah, since your name was called, if they can give you an Aliyah afterwards, it's best, because otherwise, maybe it would be Motzi Laz that there's something wrong with you, that's why you were called and you didn't get the Aliyah. So therefore, it is better that they should give you an Aliyah afterwards. But that's the preferred method, that even though you were called, don't get that Aliyah, because your close relative just got the Aliyah before you. However, let's say you already came up, even though you didn't actually start the Aliyah yet, you didn't actually say the Bracha, nonetheless you should not go down, you should just continue. But he says there's a difference in this situation, because as you're standing here, your brother is right next to you, right? El Shekar Mishpachto She'olu Lafanav Yeri Me'abima Miyad. The person who just got the Aliyah before you, which is your brother, should not stay there, which we typically do. Even though we generally, after you get in the Aliyah, you don't just immediately go back to your seat, you wait. But because this is your brother, we do not want the two of you standing right next to one another, because it really doesn't look good. The issue of Ayin Hara would certainly kick in. And therefore, since you're already up, get the Aliyah. But the person who got the Aliyah before, your brother, would be asked to sit down immediately. V'chein, no hagim, the Piskei Tshuvos then continues, the custom of this is not only with regard to brothers or a father and son relationship, but it can also apply a little bit more distant. He said, our custom is lahakpid shul yalot sav im ben beno zarech hazeh. We also would not have a grandfather get called up right next to their son's son, their grandchild. V'chein and so too, shnei achim min ha'eim. If there are two brothers who are not whole brothers, but only from the mother's side, nonetheless, we're also strict that they should not get aliyah one after the other. However, since they're a little bit more removed, halacha gives us more leniencies. He says, b'zeh im kar lehem hagabai zarchazeh, yalu tor b'cholinyin. Once you get called up, let's say your grandfather got called up, or vice versa, your grandson got called up, and now you can easily go up because it's not really such an issue. It's sav im ben bito mutar likros zachar zelachatchila. So that was talking about the leniency of, but lachatchila still, that a grandson should not get called up immediately after the grandfather. This also applies if this grandson is not from your son's son, but rather it is your daughter's son. But when it comes to that, we're a little bit more lenient that we allow you to get such an aliyah. V'chein, so too, a chasanim chamav, when it comes to a son-in-law and his very, very close father-in-law, hopefully. V'im ki yesh hamachmirim le'inyin chasanim chamav, even if there may be some communities that there's a stringency that we would not call up a son-in-law and a father-in-law back one after the other, komakum nonetheless, lo re'inu man dechashlas. I don't really see any reason to be strict like that. And if there's a need, let's say there's a simcha where there's a minimal amount of aliyahs to give out, then certainly we can go lenient, allow father-in-law and son-in-law to get called one after the other. In conclusion, the Piskei Tshuva brings down when it comes to Simchas Torah, he says, Makilim b'yoseh b'cholzeh. We go even more lenient with regard to Simchas Torah. V'ein makbidin kokach malikro l'shnei achim v'av uben zarchazeh. Obviously, if we can split them and separate them, then we can certainly do so. But in the event that everyone is getting the aliyah on Simchas Torah, and we already have other leniencies, as we mentioned before, with regard to normally the Kohen, then the Levi, then the Israel, but once we go around one cycle, we're not as machmid. So too, when it comes to Simchas Torah, we would allow a father and a son to get called up one after the other, and on this, we're not as strict.